This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Trump administration issued a proclamation officially announcing the doubling of steel tariffs on Turkey, slated to go into effect Monday. Earlier Friday, the Turkish lira suffered its worst one-day loss in a decade after President Trump announced the United States would hike metal tariffs, prompting investor confidence to slump. Ties between the countries have been strained as Washington is urging Ankara to release Andrew Brunson, an American pastor currently detained on terrorism charges. The Saudi-led coalition in Yemen says it will investigate the airstrike that hit a bus full of school children, but the UN wants an independent investigation, and neither option will likely bring comfort to the parents of the dead. That story now from Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda.
The airstrike hit a bus carrying the kids as it went through a market on Thursday. The Houthi faction, which controls the area, says an additional 11 adults were killed in the attack, bringing the total to at least 51 dead. Saudi coalition says it will investigate, which is an apparent change in tone. They originally said it was a legitimate military action against their Houthi enemies, who they alleged were using children as human shields. The UN is calling for an independent investigation, which was praised by the Houthis, although the UN's also criticized that side for indiscriminate attacks of their own. On Friday, the UN said its human rights coordinator for the war also appears to have been blocked from returning to Houthi territory without explanation.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. Iranian security forces have beaten football fans chanting anti-government slogans at Tehran's main sports stadium, the first such confrontation since nationwide protests began there last December. Protesters are blaming Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei for Iran's worsening economic conditions. This is VOA News.